A second grueling day of testimony is expected today in the sentencing hearing of a rock band manager who ignited pyrotechnics, which caused a fire that killed 100 people in a Rhode Island nightclub 3 years ago. Nearly two dozen relatives of the victims have already testified about what some call a living nightmare. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
For more than 4 hours yesterday, Daniel Beakley, the former manager of the heavy metal band Great White, clenched his jaw and listened to victims telling their stories. A sister who lost her brother, who'd just moved in with her after she lost her husband. A mother who lost a son, who'd just recovered from a car accident. And the parents who lost the bright student and talented guitarist, who was their only child.
We died inside at that point. A parent's worst nightmare had come true for us.
Eileen Di Bonaventura recalled turning on the TV to see the weather report on February 20th, 2003. Instead, she watched coverage of the fire raging at the station nightclub. And 24 hours later, she was told to get her son's dental records to identify his remains.
It felt as though the blood had drained from my body. My insides began to quiver and stayed that way for months.
One after another, relatives described their emptiness, their anger, and their ongoing anguish. Diane Matera lost her 29-year-old daughter, Tammy, who she describes as the fun-loving type. Now Matera says her whole family has been crushed by Tammy's death. As she put it, "I take pills so I can sleep at night and other pills so I can get out of bed in the morning." And her husband remains haunted by his final goodbye to his daughter.
She was in a black body bag. He was told not to open the bag. She was too badly burned, so he asked where her head was. He lifted it up, kissed her goodbye through the bag. How can you even go on with your life with this as your last memory of your child?
And how do you go on, Matera asks, knowing how your child must have suffered?
I think how scared she must have been, wondering if she would live. She should never have to die like that because of others' negligence and greed.
Through it all, the 29-year-old Beakley focused on each speaker, often furrowing his brow or dropping his head. Tomorrow, his attorney says, he will express the genuine remorse he's been wanting to share since he pleaded guilty to 100 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Beakley says he never knew the club was covered in the flammable soundproofing foam that made the fire spread so quickly, but he does admit he did not have a license to light the pyrotechnics that night. Matera was one of many urging the judge to give Beakley the maximum under his plea agreement of 10 years.
Because of his carelessness, my daughter is dead. He does not deserve your leniency, Your Honor.
But some other families disagreed. James Gahan, who lost his 21-year-old son, Jimmy, says Beakley deserves credit for taking responsibility for what he did, unlike the two club owners, Michael and Jeffrey Dedarian, who are awaiting trial. Gahan says he'd like to see Beakley sentenced to work in a hospital burn ward.
I think he could eventually become an advocate for club safety. I mean, he's lived it. He was there. He was a witness inside.
But other families say they don't care at all how long Beakley gets when he's sentenced tomorrow. As one put it, "No matter what happens to him, I still have two empty chairs at my table." Tovia Smith, NPR News.